1 Kings 3. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give thee?" What would you ask if God said to you, "Ask for whatever you want"? Most of our prayers tend to be a long list of needs for ourselves and for our loved ones. That's why God was so pleased when Solomon asked only for wisdom. Wisdom can't be gained just by reading books. Knowledge and wisdom are not the same. Truly wise people remain aware of their limitations. Humility is a hallmark of real wisdom. They listen more than they speak, and they don't rely on cunning, which often masquerades as wisdom. Without God's word, the Spirit's guidance, we tend to learn wisdom through failure more than success. Solomon showed humility by asking for wisdom, admitting he couldn't lead without divine help. And he later shared the key for us. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7. After reading this passage again, let me ask you, what would you ask the Lord for? Don't be afraid to come close and ask. He's still ready to give you what you truly need. And remember, it requires wisdom to understand wisdom. The music is nothing if the audience is deaf.